This is Ted Nguyen at the Orange County Transportation Authority, and I've got a special presentation that took place. So Beth McCormick is the general manager of the Orange County Transportation Authority. It's in charge of our bus system, one of America's largest bus systems. And Beth, can you tell me what the special event was that took place this morning at the board meeting?
Well, the American Public Transit Association presented OCTA with the Gold Award in the security category at the Bus and Paratransit Conference earlier this year, and we were given the award because of a very innovative program that the Orange County Sheriff's Department designed to be used to track graffiti and apprehend the criminals who vandalize our buses, and it's called Taggers. It's a fabulous program. It creates a database that different cities and areas can use to input the graffiti occurrences that occur, how much it costs, and because the database exists, sheriffs from all over the county and now from different parts of the region can access this database to put together more comprehensive cases against those who are apprehended committing vandalism of this type.
Wow, that's great. And so this is a national award. So what were the criteria? What were the things that that you were looking for specifically, to receive this national honor?
Well, they were looking for innovation, and the security category was recently added to this to the safety awards. And security is becoming such a big topic, and there's so much focus placed on it now in the transportation industry. It's really something that shows other agencies that there are innovative things that we can do, not just regionally but nationally, to help our systems stay clean and safe and really provide the public with a quality trip.
Well, thank you. Sheriff Hutchins, will you share with me the unique partnership that you have with the Orange County Transportation Authority, and what does it mean for the citizens of Orange County?
Right. Well, Orange County Transportation Authority allowed us to deploy this program. Beyond that, our true partners in working on this program, and that has led to its success. And now I think we have about 28 agencies that are utilizing the program, which, as I said before the board, graffiti makes people feel unsafe. It also is a blight to the environment. And so if people are going to feel comfortable riding the transit system, we need to keep it graffiti-free. And this is a system that allows us to do just that, utilize technology to prevent crime and to apprehend those who do commit graffiti. And so we're able to share that information with other agencies in a database and prosecute to the fullest extent of the law for repeat graffiti offenders and, in some cases, recover the money of repairing the damage. So Orange County Transportation Authority is a true partner in this effort. Again, I want to thank them for being our partners, working together with us, the bus operator, all the employees assist us in this effort. It's not just law enforcement, far from it. So we're happy with that partnership.
Well, I appreciate your comments, but the one person that's truly responsible for making this happen are the men and women of the Sheriff's Department. And can I talk to one of the deputies that was responsible for making this happen? Lieutenant Rudy, can you share with us how this program began and who was responsible for implementing it and nurturing it so that it's highly successful now?
It originated with the support of the Orange County Transportation Authority. Our deputies, Dave Beeler, and at the time, Deputy John Murray, along with our information specialist, Ramin Amalu, designed this to see pretty much maximize interoperability in solving crimes with our law enforcement partners. And that was back in 2007. 2008, the program was rolled out. A lot of agencies saw the success of the program. We also used a pilot project in the city of Lake Forest. Mm-hmm. And Dana Point, they immediately had some significant successes with the program, and from there on, it was no looking back.
There's another person responsible for this. Yeah. Now, hi, I'm Ted Nguyen with the Orange County Transportation Authority.
I was a lieutenant at the City of Lake Forest at the time they started the pilot project, and he can share his experiences in the City of Lake Forest.
Right, I've talked to the sheriff as well as Lieutenant Rudy. Can you tell us, how the program works, maybe a specific example?
Well, I can tell you. Let me share some of our experiences. When I took over in the city, I noticed an increase in vandalism had been occurring. We'd had a steady decrease over 5 years and then about a 50% increase the year prior, which was in 2007. I started looking talking to my peers, and Jim Rudy had told us, shared with me that they were creating this program and needed a couple cities possibly to beta test it. And of course, I volunteered. And the first Within the first year, we had cleared 100 arrests. We'd made 35 personal arrests, cleared 100 cases, and the restitutions and the tens of thousands of dollars back to the city. And as a result, we significantly decreased the number of vandalisms that have been occurring because we targeted the right people. There's only a handful of people that is responsible for most of this crime. And once we all isolated those individuals and got them in custody and put them on the radar, we shut them down almost entirely within a short period of time.
So what's the future of the program? You know, it's highly successful. It's now a national model. Where is it going to go now?
Well, the biggest challenge for us is to get all of the agencies involved locally in a regional concept to implement the Taggers program. Because like I mentioned before, once I take care of or address an issue in one municipal city, those people, they're transient. They go to another city and start tagging and committing crimes in those cities. So we have to take a holistic approach. Everybody has to be on board taking the same, implementing the program to get the same outcomes. If we don't get rid of all of them once, they just keep on sprouting back up somewhere else. So to get everybody to implement the program, embrace it, would be the best outcome as a county in our fight against graffiti.
Now, where is it as far as, you know, in Southern California, Los Angeles, Riverside County, and also statewide? Are other agencies looking at Orange County as an example and, you know, sharing that technology with them?
Oh, absolutely. I think in this regard, Orange County has taken the lead through Jim Rudy and his people's program. So we have this program. It's relatively free. There's some minor capital startup costs to the agencies that start it. They have to buy a smartphone, but the return on investment small. So I think, especially in tight budget times, the couple thousand dollars it takes to start it up is people kind of don't have that money or are reluctant to do it. But once they get beyond that and they start closing cases, solving crimes, the cost to the community in graffiti and getting that done, the value that comes back to the community and reducing those or eliminating graffiti, the value of life or quality of life issues that you deal with are so much more increased. And you get a lot of times through cost recovery or restitution, all those capital startup costs are eliminated. They're covered by the first couple cases that you have.
All right, well, thank you so much. So this is another great example of utilizing technology to for law enforcement and to enhance public safety as well. So congratulations, Lieutenant Rudy. I know that it's been a lot of hard work, but now that technology is in place, it's pretty much in maintenance mode, isn't it?
Yes. It's maintaining, also it's continuing to feed the program with new data that's pulled from either our public works or our maintenance employees inputting all the photos and continuing to increase our ability to solve these incidents of graffiti.
All right, well, thank you so much and congratulations on the huge national award.
Thank you very much, Ted.